From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that several hundred people rallied outside Representative Pat Ryan's Kingston office on November 10th, asking him to support a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Many in the crowd also want the U.S. to stop sending taxpayer money to Israel to pay for the war. The terrorist group Hamas attacked Israeli citizens on October 7th in horrific acts of violence. Since then, all sorts of civilians have been injured or killed in the conflict. Mia Inouye, a member of Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists of America, said, and I quote, "We grieve for every life that has been lost in this conflict, including Israeli and Palestinian lives. Our point is we are against war and we want to put an end to the violence, and we believe that what Israel is doing in Palestine, which is they have killed over 10,000 people, half of them children, is not going to bring peace to the region. In fact, it is just going to perpetuate the cycle of violence," end quote. Felice Gelman, a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, Hudson Valley, said she is, and I quote, "deeply disappointed to see my congressman line up with the same militarists who brought us the Iraq War. Didn't he learn anything from serving?" end quote. Ryan on social media wrote that, and I quote, "Our ally, Israel, is surrounded by enemies who seek to destroy it. It has both the right and a responsibility to defend itself and its people, including rescuing hostages, reasserting control of its border, and establishing deterrence against future attacks," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Luke Posnow reports for New York State of Politics that for the Veterans Day holiday, Governor Kathy Hochul signed several bills for New Yorkers who previously served in the armed forces. Among the new laws announced on November 10th, veterans and members of a Gold Star family tree now get free admission to state parks, historic sites, and recreational facilities in the state. Other new laws ease regulations and paperwork for veterans and provide some economic benefits. Hochul said in a statement, and I quote, "We owe a debt of gratitude to the veterans who risk their lives to serve our country. This legislation will provide resources and support New York's veterans, honoring their service and recognizing their heroism," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mike Goodwin reports in the Times Union that Representative Elise Stefanik filed a legal complaint on November 10th against State Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, who is currently presiding over Donald J. Trump's civil fraud trial. Stefanik claims that Engoron has shown, and I quote, "inappropriate bias and judicial intemperance," end quote, while judging the case about Trump's business fraud, where he claimed properties were larger and worth more than they actually were on legal documents. Stefanik wrote that Engoron, and I quote, "has displayed a clear judicial bias against the defendant throughout the case, breaking several rules in the New York Code of Judicial Conduct," end quote. But to prove her point, she quotes the judge without context. Stefanik makes it sound as if the judge was talking about his own opinion when he was clearly speculating out loud what the prosecution's opinion might be. Stefanik also cited evidence from Zillow.com in her complaint. Stefanik's complaint to the Commission on Judicial Conduct could lead to a warning, public admonition, censure, or removal from the bench. While the Trump case in question is in civil court, the former president also faces criminal cases that accuse him of concealing his possession of classified documents after he left office, trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat, and paying hush money to cover up a sex scandal. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.